Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A pint-sized cheerleader in California pummeled another girl who challenged her to a fight while still in her uniform. The footage posted early Saturday purportedly shows Savannah Sprague, a cheerleader for Clayton Valley Charter High School.
Little thing.
Beating an unidentified girl who had just challenged her to a fight as the cheerleader sat at a table while surrounded by other youngsters. You can see the larger girl, and the girl is much larger than the cheerleader.
50, 60 pounds, I would estimate.
The girl tells Sprague, "You want to fight?" And Sprague says, "No, nobody wants to fight. You guys want to fight us. Nobody speaks on you guys. Nobody talks about you guys." Sprague then told the girl standing over her to get her finger out of her face, quickly escalating tensions as several witnesses looked on. Oh. The larger girl goes, "What are you going to do? Are you going to make me get back?" And Sprague says, "Don't effing touch me." Well, seconds later, the unidentified girl slapped the cheerleader in the face. Oh. And the chick got up and went, opened up a can of whoop ass on her.
In her outfit with the little hearts on her cheeks and the little hair up and the whole thing. Holy moly. The piss out of this much bigger girl.
Yeah, at one point, Sprague is seen on top of the other girl, pummeling her with vicious, repetitive, closed fist blows to her back and face. And you can hear some people saying, "Break it up." One person says off camera as the girls collect themselves after the fight. Other students at the scene reacted wildly after the melee, including this idiot that was filming it. Did you see him, too?
He's like, "Yo, bro!"
He goes, "I love watching rumbles, especially when it's bitches."
Yeah. Oh,
so there you go. But this girl takes her down and just absolutely... Wow.
She's tiny.
Holding on to her phone, too, in one hand.
Kathy, she's, again, look at the size of the girl she's fighting. Has, again, like 50 pounds on her.
And she didn't start it.
No. Girl started it, the girl was sitting down.
Wow. She let her have it.
And cheerleader whoop ass.
When it broke up, the instigator, she didn't want anything of it. She was like, "Oh, my God."
Bully beat down, man. I like it.
Go team.
Hey.
Hometown 95.
Yeah, we all came alive.
Homecoming.
A woman is facing charges after assaulting and trying to rob a man. Bertha Osejo showed up at the victim's home Thursday. She asked the man for $5,000 to go to Mexico and have an exorcism, but became very angry when the victim wouldn't hand over the money. That's when Osejo pulled out the victim's colostomy bag and tried to hit him with an iron.
Oh, that's just bad cricket.
It is. But she needed an exorcism, for crying out loud.
What are you keeping this thing? A lot of poop and piss?
She even broke windows in the man's house, but fled before
deputies
arrived.
Well, she does need the exorcism, from what you're saying.
Yeah, they were able to track her down, and they arrested her. I love this story. An Ohio grocery store employee is facing felony theft charges for eating $9,200 worth of deli ham and salami.
Oh my God.
I saw this, what? And I had to look at the number again. $9,200 worth of ham.
Yeah, just shy of 10 grand.
Yeah. Wait, and how much time here?
The unnamed female employee worked at a Giant Eagle grocery store for 8 years, and authorities say that she helped herself to 3 to 5 slices of ham daily, which totaled $9,200 in revenue. So she's been doing it every day for years. Come on, man.
Yeah, but it's also, so she's a couple of slices add up, right? Yeah. But I mean, still, it's not like she was stealing a pound at a time.
Exactly. She was just having a little snack here and there.
But the fact that why didn't they step in
Why'd you wait 8 years? Although the woman...
Wait until it hits close to 10,000.
Although the woman is facing potential felony theft charges, the officer said in a statement on Facebook that felony charges are unlikely. A man accused of kicking a seagull that tried to eat his cheeseburger at a New Hampshire beach has been fined $124.
Can't kick seagulls.
Not when they're trying to eat your cheeseburger. Police investigated the report from a bystander at Hampton Beach earlier this summer. The man, Nate Rancolos, said he had just returned from getting a cheeseburger and fries and was sitting on the sand. He said seagulls got to the burger and he spun around with his leg to shoo one away, but accidentally struck the bird. He said it was a simple mistake. A witness said that it appeared the bird's leg was injured and that it struggled to fly away. Seagulls are protected under federal law, so he thinks he's fine.
You can't kick a seagull.
I'll tell you what, though, man. I don't know if they're getting more and more out of control, but, I mean, they're swooping down and taking full-on sandwiches out of people's hands.
Here's the deal. You've got beaches full of people with food, and it just becomes instinct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where the food is.
Exactly. When Dr. Yasir Hamad heard that a patient's tongue had turned black, he decided that he needed to see it for himself. And he said...
Oh, I got to see this.
...that it was a typical... Wait till you hear this. He said it was a typical textbook case of a condition known as black hairy tongue.
Black hairy tongue?
Yep.
That is a porn name if ever there's been one.
This is a hairy
black tongue.
This is a professor at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. Hamad published the case Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. Despite the name, black hairy tongue isn't hair at all. It refers to tiny nubbins on the tongue.
nubbins.
Called papillae.
Look.
That have grown longer and turned black. And these...
Holy...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll have nightmares if I look.
These bumps, normally less than a millimeter long, can reach between 12 and 18 millimeters.
That's disgusting.
As the papillae grow, they are thought to trap microscopic food particles, giving bacteria and other microbes a chance to thrive on the tongue, causing a strange discoloration.
Jesus.
Black hairy tongue
It looks like a tongue full of ants.
Black hairy tongue is an uncommon and harmless side effect of some drugs, but can also be linked to smoking, poor oral hygiene, and certain medical conditions.
Jeez.
Hamad's patient, a 55-year-old woman, had received an antibiotic called minocycline to deal with a wound infection after a motor vehicle accident, according to his report. Within a week...
Look at those nubbins.
Her tongue turned black. She began to feel nauseated, and there was a foul taste in her mouth. It is actually reversible, he said. 4 weeks after doctors changed her medical regimen, the patient's tongue returned to its normal color.
So she had a massive nubbin reduction?
Yeah, it's unclear exactly how uncommon this is, Hamad said, but it's the first case he's seen in 10 years of practicing. He said if your tongue starts to look suspiciously black and hairy, he said don't panic. Check with your primary doctor because some other conditions can resemble this as well.
This is one of the foulest things I've ever seen.
Ever.
Black hairy tongue, and it's real.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Police arrested a man in Seminole County, Florida, for allegedly trying to kill his boss. Two hours after he was fired, he'd only been working there for about 4 days.
It's the greatest job I ever had!
The manager told police that...
I put my life into this place!
That Dewan Lewis chased him from Benada Aluminum Products and started firing into his car.
Jesus.
A different manager said Lewis had only been working there Thursday and was fired on Sunday morning for throwing supplies and tools on the ground.
I gave my life to... what is it again?
It's Benada Aluminum Products.
Yeah, I gave my life to it!
Lewis was fired and then waited for his district supervisor outside for 2 hours. Investigators said Lewis then chased the manager and his girlfriend for a mile and a half.
Wow.
The girlfriend told police that she heard about 5 shots. The arrest report states that bullet holes were found in the rear bumper, trunk door, and right rear tire of the manager's car.
He later explained the reasoning, Preston. Apparently, this business had a gum dispenser that dispensed Mentos gum.
Oh,
and he could not... bear to not be near it. Just as we had for quite a while.
The manager and his girlfriend were not hurt. Lewis was later arrested at his home.
He might have some mental issues.
Yeah. New York State police say a toddler showed a trooper a bag of marijuana during a traffic stop, resulting in the arrest of the child's mother and the man she was riding with.
You little rapscallion.
Yeah, police say two troopers stopped a car Thursday outside of Albany, and they found the butt ends of marijuana cigarettes in the ashtray and a three-year-old girl who wasn't in a child's car seat. Police say that while one of the troopers questioned the driver, the girl reached under the seat and then pulled out and showed the other trooper a bag of marijuana and a pipe.
Oh, man.
The 26-year-old man driving the car and the girl's 33-year-old mother were charged with child endangerment. The girl's been turned over to relatives and Child Protective Services has been notified.
So it's illegal to let your kid play around in the car with bags of pot?
Either that or they were just supposed to be in a car seat. I'm not sure one, but anyhow. A bear in California was afraid and ran off after an electric doormat at the house he was snooping around at shocked him. The security cameras at the house caught the animal rushing away from the scene.
What the hell was that?
The Bear League has been...
The Bear League?
Yeah. The Bear League has been giving out the mats to owners of homes that have had previous bear break-ins.
Ah, that's kind of smart.
The group website says too many... The website says the...
It's the Bear League.
That too many bears now believe that they can roam neighborhoods and even come into houses, as this is what they've been told by humans, reacting inappropriately during bear encounters.
I'm going to just go into the back door.
Which often... Well, maybe they didn't think about that.
Damn it, I didn't think about that.
Which often results in the death of a bear. So they're handing out... I didn't even know they made... mats that are that will shock people. I mean, a person can get shocked by that.
It's
too.
Absolutely true.
I mean, yes. I understand if you're having a bear problem, you want to put right. those out, but I didn't know things like that existed. Interesting. And we only have time for one more.
What?
Story. What?
Oh my God.
One more story. A cancer patient who lost most of his penis to a flesh-eating superbug after routine surgery has won a six-figure payout. Andrew Lane contracted... I'd want at least seven figures
seven
if I
figures.
Lost
for losing your penis?
Andrew Lane contracted the potentially fatal infection, necrotizing fasciitis, after an operation to remove his prostate gland in March of 2013.
I had that.
Yeah, you did.
And I still had my penis.
You got out easy. His bowel was punctured during the procedure, but staff only noticed the injury 6 days later. Lane was rushed to a theater, but the damage caused by the infection was so severe that he was left with just an inch and a half of his penis.
Why did they take him to the theater?
It was an operating theater.
Oh.
His lawyer said
you
that...
You're a fan of Godsmack?
Southend University Hospital Trust paid him an undisclosed sum to settle the case in July. They thought maybe just Godsmack tickets would settle it, but apparently that's not the case.
That's just horrible.
Inch and a half. That sucks.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.